Familiar favorites of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, KGPY 1080 and KGPY1080.com. Pablo Cruz, and what you gonna do? It's 9:30. I'm making 9:33 now. On a Wednesday morning, I'm Jim Bednarik, and on the studio lines with me once again this week on the phone, national dance champion Jeannie Tucker. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great today, and you?
I'm doing all right, We are, of course, talking Dancing with the Stars again this morning, and, you know, every time I try to log on to their website, it kicks me off. It shuts down my browser. It's weird. But,
Well, it's a very busy site with a lot of add-ons and things to do. They've just been swamped. There's all kinds of talk now, and, of course, the rumors start flying as we get a few weeks in.
That's true.
It gets pretty exciting, like a big soap opera.
Well, Donnie is still living down his antics. The squeaky clean singer was a little bit rock and roll when he charged the stage and jokingly smooched with Bruno. That was quite a sight.
He may not be allowed back in Utah.
Like he said, you can't get away with that in Utah, really. So, but Donnie looked pretty good, according to Bruno anyway, but he had no passion, according to Bruno, in his dance.
Well, I think that he's definitely, like he said, he's not the natural and most, the one you would pick is the Latin lover, but he did make an honest effort. I think that you could see it was outside of his comfort zone, but it was real. I mean, he was trying, and yet it's just not the spunky Donnie that we're used to.
But go ahead.
I think that there were some standouts, however.
Okay.
I think that some that I thought would do great kind of fell a bit. Aaron, yes, he got good scores, but what was the baby blue kimono?
I never figured out
that whole look, and he's making some of the same poses, and he was very awkward. It wasn't really, to me, it wasn't very romantic or intimate. The ending was good and strong, but I don't know. I don't think it was his best dance at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. I agree with that one there, yeah.
And Melissa Hart, she's hanging in.
Yeah.
That was a good effort, but still she's stiff and a bit unnatural. She's got some work to do. Debbie, I feel bad. She got eliminated, but she's really had a hard time with some of these dances and didn't bring the passion. I think she felt it, but she had a hard time emoting and bringing that to the floor. I think the surprise standout for me was that the little dancing hobbit can turn into a very sexy guy.
Yes. I think there's a little more going on there than,
I think he had a lot of motivation.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, now that's good. A lot of motivation to, I think you're right on that one. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. Louis Vito did very well. Natalie did beautifully.
Yes.
She's a classic example, if you've ever heard of the term hypermobility, people that are overstretched in their joints, very, loose in their joints. She is remarkable with the lines, her extension, her lines, her flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
She did a great job. She really did. It's still a bit staged, so I'm looking forward to more fluidity, but it was really beautiful.
Yes.
And then Michael Irvin. Michael's got to bring it up a bit.
I'm surprised he made it through the show last night. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't get cut.
Yeah, I am too. I don't think it was just choppy and stomping. I don't think he may be working, but it's not showing on the floor. And so he's got to do a lot more work. Chuck Liddell, let's discuss that samba.
Is that what that was?
It was a samba. The first half was so incredibly awkward. The second half was better for what it was, but I'm still figuring out what it was.
Okay.
And I still don't understand them bringing it back as the encore dance.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Chuck has to, I think they're rewarding him for his hard work and effort, but I think there has to be a bit more brought to the floor.
Yeah.
Kelly Osbourne, she's coming out of her shell. She needs to believe in herself, but she did a very good job. She needs to work on her arms. They get a bit pulled in and stiff, and that's from being uncomfortable and not as confident. But she was confident enough to plant a huge kiss on her partner at the end.
Yeah. And, she's become one of the fan favorites, according to a poll that I had, and I don't have it in front of me here. But as far as the ladies go, she's one of the favorites, actually the favorite, and Donnie is leading on the guy's side, so...
I believe that because I think a lot of women identify with her self-esteem issues and the fact that she's really trying to come out of her shell. I think that's great. I think that's a good role model, actually, because she has tried to transform herself.
Right.
Let's discuss Tom DeLay.
Yeah.
I adored, I really liked the costume. And I thought it was hilarious. And that can't we just get along, and it was the Republican and Dem costumes.
Yeah,
I thought it was very crafty and creative. I think that he did the right thing to bow out. I think that it's a shame because I enjoyed watching him. The diagnosis was stress fractures.
Now,
stress fractures are the most common thing that you see actually in soldiers in the military, in dancers, mm-hmm. and people that do repetitive pounding exercises.
Mm.
And stress fracture is basically your body's warning to you that you're going to break something. It's just telling you that, you know, you've got a little fracture, a little bitty crack here, you're going to do damage. First you get bruises, like hard bruises on the bottom of the feet, and then this. The sad part about it, as with many of the other injuries we've seen on the shows in the past season, is it can be avoided. And it's definitely from overtraining, improper footwear, and repetitive impact. And the improper footwear issue, you know, it's harder for men. For women, we can cross-train our feet. And what that means is changing the height, type of shoe, so that your foot is impacting on the floor in different parts and you're not just pounding the same part of your foot consistently.
Right.
For men, it's a little difficult. They can come up a bit, down a bit in the heel, but definitely he should have been practicing in some tennis shoes that had impact absorption on the bottom, that had some, you know, leather soles put on the bottom so that he had good use of floor. And if he had had good been taught to train his feet, he wouldn't have had such issues.
Gotcha.
He just wouldn't.
Yeah. Now, he was advised not to dance at all last night. But he went ahead and did it anyway. So he thought he'd try it and then discovered, well, this isn't going to work. So.
Right, right. Well, it isn't advisable because you can do permanent damage to your feet. But with proper care, I believe that he could have continued. And yet now the only thing he can do is rest, take care of them, and hopefully come back for a bit of an encore later. As they said, he probably will if he feels better.
Right. And we said goodbye to Entourage actress Debbie Mazar last night. So she's out of the running. Gone.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's going to be interesting. I think we know kind of the ones that are going to fall off at this point.
Yeah,
you
can pretty much tell.
Unless they pull their game up, are going to fall off.
Right, right. Well, that's where we are for this week, correct? Did we get everybody? Because, like I said, I can't open up the page here, so I'm not quite sure where we are as far as...
No, we're doing pretty good. And if we've missed some, we'll pick them up next week. But anyway, let's watch this week and see what happens. And hopefully no more injuries and hopefully some excitement next week to enjoy.
All right. Thank you, Jeannie. And make sure you check out our website, www.jeannietucker.com, for more details. And we'll talk to you next week. All right?
Thanks, Jim.